You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
It's hour two on this Thursday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Just got a shipment in of mezcal from Aaron Paul and Bryan Cranston. And I said, if you're a Danette here in the studio, you get a bottle. And I'll be damned. There's only Paulie here, so that's more for Paulie. Sorry, Seton.
Yeah, well, yeah. The other two Danettes don't even drink, so it's really just...
Yeah. I'll try to save you a bottle of this mezcal, but I don't know the next time I'm going to see you in person, Seton.
I just
don't know. Yeah. All right, Chase Young of the Washington Redskins. Well, he might be. Maybe if the Falcons are going to have a nice package, and move up and trade with the Redskins, that they take Chase Young. Once again, there's a lot of rumors circulating, and we'll talk to Chase Young. Is he following any of this? We had our poll question first hour. If I said I can give you a defensive end, if I can give you Chase Young, who is a 10-time All-Pro, or I can give you Tua Tagovailoa or Justin Herbert as a 2-time All-Pro, who are you taking? You're going to take Chase Young, right, McLevin?
It's really close. 92% take Chase Young. So there's 8% out there for Tua.
Yes, because if I know that that guy is the best guy in the draft and he's a given at what he does, now you can say, well, he disappeared in a couple of big games, including the Clemson game. Okay. But by all accounts, he looks pretty tantalizing there, that you plug him in and you don't worry about him for 10 years. Yeah, McLevin.
I mean, the Bosas have been big hits and they're both Ohio State, right?
So. Yeah.
But is Chase Young riding that Bosa wave, or is he the real deal?
Oh, I'm going to guess he's the real deal. It's weird when you watched him play, like he was, you go, oh, that Bosa's great. He really is. And then you go, that guy right there is pretty good too. Like he keeps making a lot of plays. Now, what I was told at the time is, well, these offenses are focusing on Bosa, and that allows Chase Young to step up and be a little bit bigger. Well, when Bosa was gone, Chase Young stepped up, but the number two pick in the draft, perhaps there was a report that the Falcons might be trying to gather enough draft collateral to be able to go up and get that number two pick overall. There's also talk the Dolphins, they're either moving up or moving down. Like it's tough to follow. I said it in the first hour, the more I know, the less I know going into this draft. I have no idea. And corresponding with Chris Sims yesterday, and you know, he does this for a living. He's a former NFL quarterback. He just said Tua is not a top 10 talent. Would not take him. Even if he wasn't injured, he would not take Tua. He said, we've been force-fed Tua. Now, he's at Alabama. Great story. Comes in off the bench. Leads his team to a national title. Replaces Jalen Hurts. All of those things. And, hey, he's the next Drew Brees. We've been told all these things. Factually, I don't know what is true. Is he going to have arthritis? Can he play a different way? Is he a left-handed Drew Brees? I mean, all these things that we've been told. If you want to take a chance, then you take your chance on Tua. I'm not taking a chance on Justin Herbert. Jordan Love, where do I take that chance on Jordan Love? Chris Sims also likened Joe Burrow to Peyton Manning. Man, we are heaping. So look, just when we look at these comps, just look at the comps that we've had. Joe Burrow, Peyton Manning. We had Rick Neuheisel say he's a more athletic Tom Brady. Jordan Love, Patrick Mahomes. Tua Tagovailoa is like Drew Brees. Like, isn't there somebody a little bit lower here on the totem pole? Yeah, Paul.
Wouldn't it be wild to see an NFL draft expert or someone during the draft beforehand compare him to an absolute bust? Like, you know, Jordan Love is the next Cade McNown. This guy is going to stink. You never hear it. You never hear someone say, this guy will not work out.
Well, Justin Herbert was compared to Jay Cutler. Now, Cutler had a good career, serviceable career. He wasn't a bust, but he wasn't great. If you're drafting right now, and I said, you can have Justin Herbert, but he is going to be like Jay Cutler. Does that validate where you take him in the draft? Like, these are the things you have to feel strongly, that's the quarterback I want. And we've seen drafts where these coaches go, uh-oh, we better draft our quarterback now. That's going to happen with the wide receiver position. That's going to happen with the tackle position, where you're going to have coaches and GMs who will go, we better get our guy now. Are you getting the right guy for you? Or, hey, we may get frozen out here. Hey, let's go all in on Jerry Jeudy. Hey, let's wait Can we get CeeDee Lamb a little bit late? That's what happens. They get nervous, and then you want to pull the trigger there. Yeah, McLevin.
You may have to call Adam Schefter and personally apologize. Apparently, our listeners are harassing him to confirm Tom in Ohio's trade rumor.
Oh, no.
The Redskins and the Browns.
No. Okay.
He's getting a lot of tweets.
Oh, no.
Schefter, look into this.
Okay. Schefter, I'm sorry. We had Tom in Ohio, and Tom was quoting a source close to a source who may know Jimmy Haslam, the Browns owner. He said, from what he's hearing, this is Tom in Ohio. I don't know his last name, but Tom in Ohio says the Redskins and the Browns are talking about a trade where the Browns would get Chase Young and the Redskins would get Odell Beckham, and they're also trying to add something else to this trade package. Yes, he...
Schefter usually doesn't get scooped like that, but man, that's got to be
it's got
to
hurt,
to say the least.
Yeah, that one's going to hurt. If Tom in Ohio, Tom's getting a job, like the mothership's going to bring him in. We got Chris Mortensen, we got Adam Schefter, Tom in Ohio. We got you covered here.
Let's go live. Tom in Ohio's got breaking news. Yeah. Tom, what do you have?
Yes, Paul.
I just checked it out. It's Tom Schefter, so we're going to bring in Sheefy to give us the update.
Sheefy,
what do you have?
Shefty and Sheefty. Yes, Todd.
Is there any attribution on the bottom line of Tom from
not
Ohio?
Not yet. I have not seen anything on the mothership, but I don't know if he was reporting or not, but it'd be great if Tom in Ohio nailed this. It would be. Because that's when, you know, these insiders, somebody's going to take credit for this. Hey, you know, I could see this. Sources close to me tell me it's Tom in Ohio. Nobody, you don't have to tell your sources. I mean, guys go on TV and they just say sources, a source close to me tells me. I don't know who the source is. It could be Tom in Ohio. That could be my source. I could just say, you know, I'm hearing.
God, please let this be right. Please. If there's anything good in the world, Tom will have nailed this.
I will make another T-shirt. It will be Tom in Ohio.
His name is Tom
instead,
in Ohio.
His name is Tom in Ohio instead of Tom Brady.
The real Tom.
Yes, the real Tom. The more influential Tom. His name is Tom in Ohio. God, that would be so good. I love Freezing Cold Takes. There's a website, Freezing Cold Takes. And I'm sure that I've had many. I thought that Jacksonville should have drafted Johnny Manziel just to give that franchise a boost, you know, having a somebody that you knew, you know, that you had a face for the franchise. And we know how Johnny turned out. You know, did I know everything about Manziel off the field? I didn't. And even the work ethic and those things. We're finding out Mike Evans was really, really valuable for Johnny Manziel. But just, you know, that whole fascination with, you know, what was going on with Johnny Manziel. And I remember that, you know, the Danettes were at the draft, and you had Cowboy fans at the draft saying, you got to take Johnny. You got to take Johnny Manziel. And the Cowboys did the smart thing. They took Zach Martin, who's going to be a Hall of Famer. Here's one from Skip Bayless. Johnny Football will one day be bigger in Cleveland than his buddy LeBron ever was. Mel Kiper on Russell
That's
Wilson.
Such a good line.
It is a great line. If it was true, it would be a great line. With Skip, it's rarely a great, you know, it doesn't come to fruition. I don't know how he didn't work in, you know, MJ over LeBron, but maybe that was a knock on LeBron that Manziel doesn't have to do much to be even bigger than LeBron because Skip's not a LeBron fan. Here's Mel Kiper on Russell Wilson Jr. III. I think he'll have a Seneca Wallace-type career where you can bring him off the bench and he'll add a spark. Mel goes on to say, he's a Seneca Wallace-type. I think he goes in the fourth round area and has a serviceable NFL career. What round did Russell Wilson Jr. III go in?
I thought it was third round.
Third round?
Third round.
Well, he said fourth round. So... Seneca Wallace was a serviceable quarterback. But, you know, when we had Russell Wilson on a couple of weeks ago, he said, look, if I'm 6'4", I'm going first round, no doubt. It was just we didn't know. He would be – now imagine this. Here's Russ, who played NC State and at Wisconsin. Similar size as far as height and than Tua. We're all in on Tua. Because of that ability to throw the football. Russell Wilson was a great player and more athletic than Tua. You know, so you're looking at these guys and you profile them. We profiled Drew Brees. We profiled Russell Wilson. We're not going to profile Tua. Like this, these aren't negatives that are held against him that he's only 6 feet tall. And he's not a big guy. He's not fast. And he's got all these injuries. But we're somehow, imagine any other position where we'd go, yeah, but, you know, okay. And I brought this up in the first hour. If Jordan Love or Justin Herbert played for Alabama and Tua played for Utah State or Oregon, would we be looking at Tua the same way? Would we look at Justin Herbert and Jordan Love the same way? And the answer is no, we would not. Because we would probably think more of Justin Herbert and more of Jordan Love and less of Tua. Just because, well, he's playing at Utah State. I mean, Herbert gets a lot of credit at Oregon and winning the Rose Bowl. And Tua playing at Alabama. Did he get too much credit at Alabama? Yeah, Paul.
You were saying the other day about Steph Curry's impact is on how people shoot. I think Russell Wilson's impact, if Russell Wilson doesn't work out to be an A-level player, Kyler Murray never gets drafted number one. Baker Mayfield never gets drafted number one. It's almost like, yeah, the question about height and quarterbacks is almost gone for the small quarterbacks, and it's almost worse to be 6'5 and over.
Remember what I heard leading up to the draft? Kyler Murray can't get those balls are going to get knocked down. He's not going to be able to throw all over those defensive linemen. I'm thinking, when's the last time you heard, man, Kyler Murray, too short? I mean, the linemen who were big at Oklahoma, they didn't, you don't go, you may gain weight, you don't get taller when you go to the NFL. But all of a sudden you go, yeah, well, he had gaps to throw in at Oklahoma here. And I don't hear this, Baker Mayfield can't throw a pass without getting it knocked down. All the greats get passes knocked down. Which quarterback had the most passes knocked down last year? Maybe we could get StatSync on that. Remember the 2014 movie Draft Day? And that was a valiant effort by Kevin Costner. He starred in the role, and it was about the NFL draft. And a few things that were inaccurate, just a couple. Costner's character drafted a linebacker with the number one overall pick and a running back at number seven. And granted, Vontae Mack was good, but not number one worthy. The analytics department, and of course, this is the Cleveland Browns, so... You know, the draft is a little more dramatic than anything a screenwriter could come up with. Moments before the 2016 draft, the video comes out of Laramie Tunsil smoking pot out of a gas mask. Like, if you said to Hollywood, hey, come up with a crazy draft day script, they would probably say, nah, that's so far-fetched there. And then we're watching that unfold and go, there is nothing that beats sports. You can try to write it, try to create it. You can't beat it. Remember when the Colts GM Vince Tobin called out Mel Kiper? Then there's always the guy waiting in the green room, Aaron Rodgers, waiting in the green room. I thought about this last night. If I knew that I get invited to the draft and I know that I'm slipping, I would take off my shirt and tie and I would start throwing the football and start working out. Like, I would let a team know that I'm so serious about being great, I'm gonna put on my full uniform. I'm gonna run the 40s, and I'm gonna be gonna sweat. And then if the commissioner calls my name in a couple hours, I'll go up to the podium in my uniform and just say, "Hey, I mean business here." Can you imagine if Aaron Rodgers is like, "You gotta be kidding me"? I mean, you're gonna look silly, but hey, I've done that before. I'm just gonna start working out here, guys. You know, yeah, Todd.
But that could be perceived as being a frustrated and losing your mind, but that you've been waiting long. It rubs some people the wrong way, like he's looking for this extra attention that's somehow bugging him that he hasn't been picked yet, as opposed to just staying in his normal clothes and patiently waiting to hear his name called.
I think Todd's kids have gotten up and they're on the internet, so we're probably going to have to ice you out here, Todd.
We're all a lot better off for it, though.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Have them keep jumping on the internet.
It's a round of applause for Todd's kids.
Good show.
Yeah.
Good show.
Todd's kids waking up.
Games.
Sorry, Todd. We'll just leave you. You're better to look at anyway. We'll just look at you. Sorry. Yeah, McLevin.
Eye candy.
Didn't Geno Smith like just leave after
yes,
like 26 picks?
Yeah.
He's just like, forget
yeah.
it.
Yeah, he went to his hotel room. I love that because once again, we heard, you know, he could go number one overall. He could go number one overall. Okay. Like, that's a big whiff. where you go, he's not going number one overall. He's not even going in the first round. When's the last time some of the analysts whiffed on somebody that badly? Where we projected them to be either really high in the draft or they were going to go middle round. Like, has anybody whiffed more, you know, bigger than what happened with Geno Smith? He was going to go potentially number one overall. He didn't even go on that day. Yeah, McLovin.
You know, I saw a tweet that the big faller in recent years, Derwin James, the Charger safeties, was supposed to go top five and he fell to 17. But that turned out to be a huge mistake,
yeah,
right?
Dude. Yeah, that guy. He can play. He's good. Yeah, but that he didn't drop out of the first round.
No, I can't think of anybody like that.
Like you
Geno.
Go from one to whatever, 38 or whatever he's drafted.
That's was that the draft where only EJ Manuel went in the first round, where there were just no QBs? I'll have to check that. Remember, I felt like we pushed the EJ Manuel into the first round.
Oh, I know. I did. Guilty. Absolutely. I said, boy, I love his personality. And watching him play at Florida State, you know, you play at some of these places where you go, oh, my God, that guy looks so great. I don't know how good you would look if you were in another uniform. And that's the hard part. You know, Joe Burrow was unbelievable at LSU. Would he have been unbelievable if he was at Mississippi State? Would Jordan Love be unbelievable at Alabama? I just don't know. And that's what's hard to separate the talent around you with really who you are. Because these guys are going to teams that aren't very good. Kyler Murray, I had no issue with at all. On record is saying no issue at all. Lamar Jackson, I said, I don't need to see a combine. I don't need pro days. I saw what I needed to see at Louisville. That's it. I got to see you and do it in real time against real people. Baker Mayfield, I had no problem with him either being drafted. But look, I whiffed on Manziel because I thought, man, will that give Jacksonville. Now you're interesting. And that's really important. You want to be interesting. Even if you're not great, be interesting. And Jacksonville has been neither. And they're getting less interesting, it feels like, each day. But if they get a great quarterback out of Clemson next year, then all of a sudden they become relevant and interesting. Yeah, Paul.
You mentioned the movie Draft Day with, Costner plays Sonny Weaver at the turn of the Browns. Do you remember last time we had Costner in? It's kind of hidden because he swore at me. He dropped an F-bomb on me. But we each got to ask one movie question for Kevin Costner, and McLovin goes, why in the hell would you take a middle linebacker and a running back in the first top 10 picks of the draft? Who would do that?
I know.
He asked him like a football question.
I know. Like he had to defend the script.
Why would any football guy do that?
Yeah.
Bo Callahan, no one went to his birthday party. You guys remember that? The quarterback? He fell.
I know. Most passes batted down last season, Baker Mayfield 1, Andy Dalton 2, Matt Ryan 3, Ryan Fitzpatrick, Kyle Allen, and Phillip Rivers. I got some tall guys in there. Matt Ryan 6'5", 6'6", Andy Dalton 6'4". I don't see Kyler Murray in there getting passes knocked down. Or Russell Wilson Jr. the 3rd. Take a break. Chase Young of the Ohio State Buckeyes is going to join us. We get some phone calls as well in here. It's 20 after the hour. This is the Dan Patrick Show. Discover what Discover can do for you. You're checking things all the time, your Instagram, your email. You need to check what Discover is doing, and you can check your credit. It's your FICO credit scores, the score used by 90% of top lenders, and you get to do that for free, even if you're not a customer. Checking your score doesn't hurt your credit, and you can check each month for changes there. The Discover credit scorecard, free for everyone. Learn more at discover.com/creditscorecard. That's discover.com/creditscorecard. Limitations apply. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Sneak in a couple of phone calls. This program brought to you by Mercedes. AMG, be prepared for whatever comes your way, the all-new GT four-door coupe. Life is a race. Visit your local dealership for a test drive today. If you missed any of our interviews from the Mercedes-AMG Man Cave, go to the Dan Patrick Show app. Watch and listen from inside the Mercedes-AMG Man Cave. Mercedes-AMG driving performance. Nathan in Illinois joins us as we get ready for Chase Young. Hey, Nate.
Hey, Dan, 510, 190. And calling from Carbondale. Paul, you'll know where that's at.
All right.
I just wanted to talk about the Patriots and their draft selection. I think that, you know, if there's a year that Bill Belichick, and he would never admit this, wants to be a kind of a dark horse and really go for it all, it's this year. I think it would be crazy if the Patriots, without Tom Brady and without the GOAT, so to speak, can go really far. I think that would be crazy.
All right. Well, thank you. I don't know what they're willing to do. I don't know. You know, you're not going to just take a quarterback to take a quarterback. You want to get the guy that fits what your system. And I also think Andy Dalton and Cam Newton, Jameis Winston, after the draft, might have a better indication of where they could land a job here. Chase Young, expected to go number 2 overall, the former Ohio State defensive end, but also high school basketball star. How good were you at basketball, Chase?
I was pretty good. I definitely played my role. You know, I played with some good dudes, DJ Harvey, to the Ryan Allens, Nate Darling, and obviously Markel Fultz.
Fultz was a teammate of yours at DeMatha?
Yes, yep.
Who was a better player in high school?
Me, obviously. Markel, definitely the best player I've ever seen play. But definitely grateful to be a part of his journey and his experience still to this day. He called me earlier. I'm going to call him after I'm done with these interviews. But, you know, that's my bro. All love to him.
Do you know where you're going?
I don't.
Do you care?
It's obviously it's not our choice. I definitely care where I'm going because this is a big moment in my life. But wherever I go, I'm gonna try to go in and just be the best player I could be.
Any downside to playing closer to home?
I feel like, you know, it's pros and cons of playing everywhere. Definitely cons of playing at home. You know, big bros that I've talked to around the league, you know, have already told me, learn how to say no. And, if you want to be in, if I were to be selected by the Redskins, playing at home, it's a lot of, you know, obviously, keep it real, it's a lot of leeches, of people around that, you don't always run around. And you just got to learn how to say no. So that's a one big thing that I took from all the talks I've had with, just my big brothers who already been through it.
Yeah, but that's great advice to give you because you're going to have a hard time saying no. And even, you know, as long as I've been doing this, Chase, and I still see younger players where they get caught in there, they get trapped, and then people go, hey, I want to be on the payroll. Because when you make your money, it's not just your money. You're going to find out you got a lot more friends than you ever thought of.
Definitely. That's something I feel like I'm prepared for.
Good. You should be. What's the party situation tonight?
Yeah, so basically, I'm going to have up to 10 people in my house, but what we're going to do that's pretty different, my mom actually came up with it, is we're going to have a projector on the side of the house, and basically that's going to give a chance for my friends and more of my family to pull up and actually watch it outside my house. So when I do get drafted, then I can just come outside and I can greet everybody outside. So, you know, basically just trying to make this day as safe and as clean as possible, so we can make this the best day possible.
What's on the menu?
So Chipotle is actually going to cater it. We're going to have a bunch of Chipotle for.
Well, wait, Chase, I don't want you to get in trouble with the NFL. If they know that, you know, Chipotle, and then, like, I don't want the NFL to say, hey, you know, you can't have any advertising there. So just be careful.
For sure.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't want you to get in trouble. Send some to the commissioner's house. Maybe that'll help. Yeah. But yeah, I don't want you to get in trouble. Your dad was a basketball player, but he's like 6'9 or 6'10, isn't he?
Yeah, he's pretty big.
Are you going to grow? Like, you're 6'5". You were small in high school. Didn't you? Were you a quarterback in high school when you started out or growing up?
Yeah. Yep. When I was growing up, I played quarterback. And on defense, I played linebacker. So,
Who did you play quarterback like?
When I was younger, probably like Donovan McNabb, for real.
That's good. That's good.
Yeah, probably like Donovan.
Maybe you could play both positions for the Redskins. You could play quarterback and no, I'm just kidding. do you talk to Bosa at all?
All the time.
What's he tell you?
He texted me earlier. Just told me, congratulations. I'm gonna call him, before everything happens. But he's taught me a lot throughout my career. Definitely helped me to be the player that I am today. So. All love for my big bro.
You gonna stay with the hair? You gonna keep the hair?
My hair. I'm never cutting my hair.
Never.
Never cut my hair.
15 years from now, you'll still have that look.
Still have my dreads.
Will you trim it?
I'll definitely trim it. If it gets too long, I'll definitely probably trim it.
Mom's okay with it?
Oh yeah, oh yeah. She loves my hair.
When's the last time you talked to Urban Meyer?
About 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
2 weeks ago.
What did he say?
Mm-hmm. Just basically, congratulating me and just basically talking about the whole process.
I struggle with this, Chase, because I said this to start my show today. Mm-hmm. Would I rather have you, who will be a 10-time Pro Bowl player, or would I take a quarterback like Tua if he was a 2- or 3-time Pro Bowl? I don't understand why you're not the number one pick in the draft, or people aren't going up to try to trade for you. Are you the best player in the draft?
Yes, I'm definitely the best player in the draft.
But maybe I heard the Falcons might try to trade up to that number 2 pick because they were interested in you. I don't understand this. Why other teams wouldn't, if that edge rusher, the quarterback, and we can throw in somebody else, those are the 3 or 4 most important positions on the field. So I'm a little dumbfounded, and granted, I'm an Ohio native, so maybe I'm a little biased there, but I think teams would be crazy if they're not interested in at least exploring a trade for you. Have you heard any other trade scenarios here?
I've heard a lot.
Can you tell me?
I've heard obviously the Falcons. I've heard the Dolphins might try to trade up. New York, the Jaguars. So I've heard a few teams that they say might try to trade up. But that's something that I try not to really pay too much attention to. I feel like what's going to happen is going to happen.
But how many teams have you spoken to?
I know at the combine, I know I had 5 interviews, and after that, I talked to Detroit and Washington.
Oh, okay. Yeah, makes sense. I know you're joining us on behalf of Old Spice, or United Way. Or I should say United Way and Old Spice, but if you want to give the sales pitch on what you're doing.
Yeah, so basically, I decided to partner with Old Spice. And giving back is something that's big, and that's something that's a part of me. And basically what Old Spice is doing, and a couple of rookies, basically all rookies around the league, with every 32 teams, is partnering up with Old Spice to give $320,000 with two United Way to support just underprivileged guys and families. And, I feel like that's something I take pride in doing. That's why I partner with Old Spice.
Good stuff there. The 3-day draft-a-thon with the virtual fundraiser. You can go to NFL.com/relief. I'll leave you with this. Would you rather be on the team with Dwayne Haskins or be able to sack Dwayne Haskins?
Be on the team with him, for sure.
All right. You didn't get to hit him in practice, and you won't be able to do that either this time if you're with the Redskins, but I figured you might want a chance to pop him at least once. Chase, have fun tonight, and good luck wherever you go. We appreciate your time.
Thank you.
That's Chase Young, former Ohio State defensive end. Maybe somebody's going up to get him. Maybe not. Maybe Washington just says, no, he's so good that we're not entertaining trade offers here. I feel like, you know, the Dolphins were going all in on Joe Burrow, and Joe Burrow is considered a can't-miss prospect. I don't see – I mean, he can miss. Like, it could be one of the bigger busts of all time if Joe Burrow doesn't work out in Cincinnati. When you think about all the hype surrounding him, greatest college football season ever. You know, it's tough to do it. It's tough to do it at that position. And you're going to a team that is not established. You need a lot of help there. And what's Joe Burrow and what will the Bengals look like in 3 years? That's where my curiosity is with this. Justin Herbert, even though you go maybe 5 to Miami, he won't have anywhere near the pressure Joe Burrow. Tua is going to have pressure because the pressure will be, hey, I told you I could play. I told you I was healthy. All of these things. He's going to have a lot of pressure as well. Dylan in Philadelphia joins us. Hey, Dylan, what do you have?
Hey, Pat. Hey. 6'2". I'm calling in because, sorry, a McAfee show interviewed Justin Herbert yesterday, and he asked him which teams talked the most. You can actually see him stop himself from saying the Lions, cuts himself off, and changes it to the Dolphins. Don't know if he slipped up because he has been talking to the Lions, but thought that was pretty interesting.
Okay, all right. We'll look into that, but thank you for the heads up there. A little CSI Philadelphia. Yeah, Paul?
I keep bringing it back. Nothing about the Lions, but you go back to when the Jaguars took Blake Bortles. There is no rumors about it. I went back and looked at the mock drafts like, nope. That's not where they're going. And Blake Bortles actually said that they hit it. They told him to keep quiet. The Jaguars kept quiet, and then they took their guy.
Yeah. You know, I thought, do the Lions go rogue here? But I was told that the staff has to win this year. So the staff is not looking at 2 or 3 years down the road.
But I thought when you draft a rookie quarterback, that buys you 2 more years as a staff. Because then you get the hall pass for the transition year.
It didn't help Jay Gruden in Washington. And he didn't want Dwayne Haskins.
Touche.
Like, he didn't want the rookie quarterback. He got it, and then it cost him his job there.
I retract my statement.
Yeah. But if I'm Detroit, I get it. You got Matthew Stafford, who is very good. But you gotta love that quarterback you get. If you get Justin Herbert, are you just getting a younger Matthew Stafford? Like, I don't know. I have no idea. It's just there's so much speculation. So many opinions now because everybody's got a mock draft. I might be one of the few hosts who does not have a mock draft, but I won't inflict that pain on you. Yeah, Paul.
My first round mock draft comes out tomorrow morning, 8 a.m.
Yeah.
I'm going to crush it.
And hopefully you get a good 40% of them right. You know, when you look at a mock draft, if you get 6, 7, 8 right, you've had a good mock draft. Yeah, McLovin.
They're saying this is the hardest year to mock draft in the last 10 years. Because of the coronavirus lockdown.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's true, but is that sound consistent
yes.
to you?
Yeah. But I think you're going to have people who are going to be wildly wrong, I think, in this draft because of the coronavirus, not able to get out, not able to go to pro day. You're not quite sure. Instead of just taking what you get from what they did on Saturdays, and then you talk to a couple of people. I mean, the approach I would have is I see what I see on tape, but then I need 1 or 2 people to help me. I go back to Ryan Leaf when the Colts were deciding on Peyton Manning and Ryan Leaf. Granted, you know, we all know they took Peyton Manning. They made the right decision. Chargers took Ryan Leaf. I run into an equipment manager at a Final Four, and he said, man, I wanted to tell you this. You know, Ryan doesn't love football. Like, he likes being the quarterback. He doesn't love football. Just so you know, he won't put in the time that Peyton Manning will. And I went, all righty. And it turned out to be true. Like, finding people who can help you understand a player, other than, okay, I got that. He can throw it. He can run it. What makes you tick? Like, Drew Brees had a chip on his shoulder, and it's never left him. Russell Wilson has one. Tom Brady has one. Aaron Rodgers has one. Now, Peyton Manning was told by scouts, teams, hey, we've seen your ceiling. You'll not get any better than that. All of these guys. You know, Eli Manning, you're not as good as your brother. everybody wants to have that chip on their shoulder. They do. Joe Burrow came to LSU with a chip on his shoulder. I couldn't, you know, get the starting job at Ohio State. I'll show them. Jalen Hurts, chip on his shoulder. He lost his job, went to Oklahoma. We're still not sure where he's going to be drafted. Like, this is what these guys, some guys get the chip, some guys don't. But those who have it, they never let it go. Tom Brady just put out the 20-year anniversary of the draft and the quarterbacks taken in front of him. And as he said, you don't forget. Yeah, McLovin.
Yeah, like Ken Kettering.
Ken Kettering got the chip. You're right. I did have it. I still have a chip on my shoulder for something that happened 30 years ago, something like that, where I lost the job at Channel 2 in Dayton, Ohio to Ken Kettering. You're right. Crushed me. And I still haven't recovered. I mean, I've done some decent things, but I wanted to be the weekend anchor at Channel 2. I still want to be the weekend anchor. I would give up this to be, I want to show them, Channel 2 weekend anchor, WDTN. Thanks for bringing that up. Thank you, McLovin.
All the greats have a chip, Dan. You said it.
Yes, Paul.
And we've had Ken Kettering on the air. Yeah. Remember a couple years ago,
yeah,
we surprised you with him?
Yeah, I know.
He's still doing well in Dayton. Former TV sports anchor in Dayton.
Yeah, I know. Still looks good.
I'm looking at him right now. His hair's holding on nicely. Got to give him credit.
It's the first time I realized it's not how good you are. It can be how good you look. And that's where I realized I was really smart with sports, but I did not compare to Ken Kettering's looks. Like local TV, you know, the sports guy, you know, Biff, you know, certain sports guys, you know, they fit in. He's the wacky sports guy. Or Ken Kettering was just damn good looking. That was it. So when I lost the, imagine losing the job because somebody's just better looking than you. There's nothing I can do. I mean, like, I thought about cosmetic surgery.
It's like Garoppolo and Brady. I don't know what that means either.
Let's take a break. Yeah, I was not good looking. I dated the news director's secretary.
You slept around to get the job?
I didn't sleep around.
Oh.
I dated.
That's what I just heard.
Yeah, I dated.
That's what I heard.
And I did like her, but it didn't help me get the job. I tried to sleep my way to the top, and I still couldn't do it. What a loser I am. God. I think we should take a break here, and we'll be back right after this on the Dan Patrick Program. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, and you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR, or stream us live every day at youtube.com/TheDanPatrickShow. I thought Chase Young was good. You know, when I asked him about any disadvantages to playing close to home, he talked about the leeches, his word. We got a winner today on Fritzy's scoreboard. It's Matt in Iowa. The numbers are 8 and 44. I don't know this day in sports history if it has to do with that. I'm guessing it does. But Todd, would you want to give us a hint? 8, the number 8, and the number 44.
Clue for both numbers, I put down, so it begins. It has to do with this date in history for both.
All right.
So it begins.
So it begins. How about 8 for Troy Aikman?
Yes, 31 years ago today in 1989.
Okay.
First pick by the Cowboys in the draft on this date. Yes.
I was thinking 44 with Jim Brown, even though he wore 32 in the pros. How did I do?
Not Jim Brown. Reggie Jackson's obviously a big 44, but it's the other big 44 from that sport.
Tom Rathman, former fullback of the 49ers.
Yes, McLovin.
I just looked it up. Was Hank Aaron 44? I didn't know that.
66 years ago today, Hammer and Hank in 1954, his first of 755 home runs began 66 years ago today.
And that was off Vic Rashi.
Was it?
I think so. His first home run.
There you go, 8 and 44, Aikman and Hammer and Hank.
All right. Couple of phone calls in here. By the way, we have exclusive audio. We have a source, Tom in Ohio, who joined us last hour and dropped this bombshell on the Dan Patrick Show.
I got a friend of a friend who knows Jimmy Haslam well.
Yeah.
And Daniel Snyder and Jimmy Haslam, I know they're not general managers, but they've been talking very seriously about the love affair that Daniel Snyder has with Odell Beckham Jr., and Jimmy Haslam has that same type love for Chase Young, and they're within one draft pick of making that move.
All right. Tom in Ohio is saying the Browns and the Redskins are close to pulling off a trade, and this is sources close to a source that's close to your source. Is that what you're saying, Tom?
That's what I'm saying.
Okay. That's Tom in Ohio, and I'm going to run with it. Now I can say a source close to the Dan Patrick Show is reporting that the Browns and Redskins could pull off a trade where Chase Young – I didn't want to break the news to Chase Young that he could stay in Ohio. He just goes up north from Columbus. Yeah, Paul.
I'm connecting the dots here. Chase Young's draft party is brought to you by Chipotle. I looked. There is a Chipotle in Cleveland.
Oh, there is?
Yes.
Oh, well then.
Possibly two.
Yes. Yes, Eden.
I like that, Tom. It almost felt like he was taking his life in his own hands by giving us that information. Like he was just snuck off to get the phone call in real quick and said, like, but I have to tell you this information. It may cost me my life.
I may die, but I'm willing to tell the Dan Patrick Show. If these are my last breaths, my last words.
I have to get this information out.
Yes. God, if that turns out to be true.
Oh, it'd be the best.
It'd be so good. Tom in Ohio. Just to see Tom in Ohio on the bottom line of the mothership. Because first reported by Tom in Ohio. And Jay Glazer, of course. Let's see. Drake in South Dakota. Hey, Drake.
Hey, how's it going, Dan?
Great, great.
206.4. Say, I had a great T-shirt idea for you to transition from the Tom Brady thing.
Yeah.
Why are we surpassing Joe Burrows, Joe Exotic? He's going to the Bengals, Tiger. I think there's something there.
All right, so Tiger Joe.
You can get Joe Burrows there with the smoking his cigar with the mullet wig on there.
Hmm. Okay. All right. I think we're good on T-shirts right now, but I appreciate the phone call there and the suggestion. We have the Rob Gronkowski, the Gronkaneers for the Buccaneers. That T-shirt is available. And once again, you have until the 27th for the Tampa Bay T-shirt. And then we are going to be in compliance with Tom, the cease and desist, and we will not make that T-shirt again. Hurry. You got till the 27th. All right, final hour coming up. More phone calls, and we'll talk to Daniel Jeremiah. His final mock draft. What's he think of Tom in Ohio's report? Chipotle.